everybody, and welcome again, talking about business and spirituality in the same time today. And understanding, you know, many people ask me, is there is a connection between business and spirituality? And of course, the answer is yes. I mean, if we look at history, I'm not talking about history 100 years ago, I'm talking about thousands of years ago, and you happen to be familiar with the Bible, most of the people in the Bible that are quite famous, that everybody wanted them to be poor, but they're not, they're actually rich. Going Moses, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, of course, the most famous rich man. So we're talking about money, when we talk about success, it's actually go together with spirituality. Unfortunately, many people taking success, taking money as the pleasure of just having it. But the truth of the matter is that business or success in business is a sign of success with your spiritual journey as well. It's go together. If you just make money without your success in spirituality, basically the money wouldn't give you joy. If you're rich and you have a lot of money, but you don't develop your spiritual well-being, then you maybe live in a gorgeous home, you own a few basketball team, but the amount of happiness that coming from within might be missing. Now, is it a punishment? No, basically the whole concept of spirituality is connected to a divine. When a human starts to understand that this universe, the divine, whatever you want to call it, want to give you everything, just think about it for a second. It's a tremendous concept. This universe want to give you absolutely everything. You can call the universe God, you can call the universe divine, you can call the universe just the universe or nature. So when we talk about it, that's mean that force want to give me what I want. So it's not an understanding I don't have. Let me get a job, let me work to make money so I can have what I don't have. If you come from that point of view, even while you have, you're not going to be happy. Yesterday, a lunch with a person who showed me something unique. He told me that his mom never been happy. They were very wealthy, they lost all the money, and now she had a real good reason not to be happy. So the happiness has nothing to do with the money. She was miserable before when she had the 12 bedroom home, and now when she lost it, she has a good reason now to complain. So spirituality means that I'm actually able to walk around happy with what I have. Now, when I'm making more money, when I'm making more success, when I'm buying more land, when I'm buying more company, it's part of me connecting to the force or the divine or this universe want to give me. So it's a very important understanding. Now, to establish that kind of awareness, consciousness, communication with people at work, we need to understand what does that mean a receiver and what does that mean a giver. I mean, the giver is the universe. We are a receiver here. We are breathing, right? We are taken from the universe. We're taking the fruit. We use the fruit if we have too much. We're selling it. We make money. We eat half of it. Half of it we sell. Then we're happy because we have extra money to buy bread or milk or whatever we need. And then half of the money, half of the product is eaten by me, my family. So here we go, like the simple aspect of business. But basically, I have to learn how to be a receiver. So the foundation of everything in business is receiving and giving. The receiver being me for the first step, and the giving being the universe. Now, are you a good receiver? Are you a good person with a strong desire? What do you want from your life? You're going to get exactly what you want. You're not going to get more. You're going to get exactly what you want. But what are you ready to do to get what you want? Because you have desire, born with the desire. Once you get depressed, your desire shrink. Your desire go down. The reason the desire go down, because either you get disappointed, you get depressed, you feel you have too much expectation. So what happened? You become one of the crowd. One of the people in the crowd. You don't do anything special about your life because your desires start to diminish. Now, if that verse gets you angry, that's a good sign. That means you're sick of that disease of thinking small, of being depressed, of not thinking how to make a big change. in this universe, because the people who think big is the true giver eventually. The people who think small are the true receiver, meaning they only think about themselves. So let's arrange it. Let's put all those thoughts together. Receiving and giving. You start the day with what do you want? You start the month, what do you want? You start the year, what do you want? You start the 5 years, what do you want? You have to write it on a piece of paper, what exactly you want from the universe to give you. Then, second thing you gotta do, what am I ready to do? What is my risk? What am I ready to give back to get what I want? What is my investment level to get what I want? Does that mean I'm gonna work 20 hours? Does that mean I'm gonna work 7 days a week? Does that mean I'm gonna give up my football team or my fun time with my family? What is your sacrifice that you have to give to get what you want? This is a very important question. So that's two things. What I want and what am I ready to sacrifice? And the second one, most people fall apart there because people don't like to sacrifice anything. Person will not skip his coffee getting in the morning. Well, sometimes you gotta skip it. Change need to happen if change need to happen. Okay? You must change something if you wanna change something. So you skip a coffee for having a meeting. Having a meeting has to have a goal of receiving. If you go into a meeting and you don't have any goal to receive, don't go to the meeting. You're wasting your time and the other person's time. Because he coming to the meeting, he's thinking, what can he get from you? You getting to the meeting and you have no idea what you're doing here. You destroy a life of two people. Can't do that. You must have in mind what you want to receive. That's the receiving. By the way, many times at company, big company, when they have a fight between two people, they didn't set up the floor of who is the giver and who is the receiver. Even in a romantic relationship, when you talk, who is listening and who is talking? You got to make a decision on that. If you're talking, then the other person listen. If they're talking, you listen, because listening means receiving, talking means giving. The art of receiving is the art of success. How is spirituality connect to it? Because the universe want to give you, you need to learn to receive it. If you don't know how to receive it, you're not going to have it. You're going to have dream. You're going to have wishes. You're going to say, I would, I should. I wish I had this house in Long Island, or I wish I had a house in Santa Fe, or I wish I had in Monte Carlo. All those people who dream and read books about people who achieve that. Stop with that. Stop, even if you listen to me right now and you just enjoy the lecture, enjoy that view things on the video. Say, wow, I like what he has to say. No, stop. Don't like what I have to say. Put it into practice. You're going to take my words into practice. Because if you don't take my words into practice, it's just words, it's just another last lecture. And you're going to go back to YouTube and see another 1,000 lectures like that. The idea is into practice. You've got to put it into practice. Whatever, if you need to hire me as your coach and I will help you, or do it on your own. It doesn't matter how you do it. Or hire another coach. But you got to put it into practice. First thing, again, I would like to repeat it. Receiving. What do you want from the universe? Second, what am I ready to sacrifice? Now, you're coming to whatever you want to establish. Let's say you want to build a hotel. Let's say you want to build the watermelon fields and you want to sell your watermelon. Let's say you want to build a school. Let's say you want to build a club. Whatever that you want to build, first has to be what you want to get from it. Now, what you want to get from it, now split to A and B. A has to do with physicality. Money, comfort zone, traveling to Thailand, having a good time. That's the A. B has to be what you're going to feel after you're going to get it. You got to remember A and B. A and B. A is the physical thing. B is the feeling, is the emotions. Once you get the physical thing you want to receive and the emotion attached to it, you're beautiful. Because that means when you receive the money, you will also be happy. If you only have the physical thing, meaning traveling to Thailand, you're going to find yourself, and listen to me carefully, sitting in Thailand, Bangkok, whatever you want to visit, Hong Kong, sitting there and say, oh my God, I have it all. I have all the money. I made the first million. I'm happy. I'm a rich man. But I'm still not happy. That means something is missing. What is missing? my goal to receive was not clear. I thought my goal would be money because at that time I was not secure without money. So now I got the money, but I'm not secure because I didn't take care of that spiritual essence of my being, of my mental, of my soul. So we got to balance the two together. What do we do? When you set up the goal, next to the goal, make two columns. One column, what do you want to get? Next to it, what do you want to feel? What do you want to get? What do you want to feel? There's some ladies, some guys say, I want to get married. Okay, that's something, it's your goal. What do you want to feel with the marriage? Happiness, right? Many people miss that part. They want to get married because they don't want to be alone. So what happens when they get married? They're just solving the idea of not being alone, but they're not actually happy. You don't want to get just money because you don't have it. You want to get money because that money makes you happy if you travel with your wife, with your children, if you have a good time, if you go to a good vacation, if you can buy yourself a better car. All those physical dreams, always attached to it something non-physical. Mix it together. Mix it always together. Now, when you come to your company, one of the most difficult things to do is communicate. Communication is a very difficult thing within your work, outside of your work. Communication. Today people communicate through text, through emails, through different media things on the computer. Phone still working. Skype, of course, is big. So the communication is working from a point of receiving and giving again. You got to remember that. So when you talk to someone, that's time you want to give them. Your energy has to be, I'm giving you something. I'm giving you an idea. So within the idea of what you're giving them, you must tell them what they can win with what you're telling them. So let's say if you create a presentation and you want to sell, here, you want to sell this small piece of fabric. Nice, right? This small piece of fabric is something that you want to sell. Now you got to convince me that I want to receive it. So basically you want to give it to me because you want to create a receiving force within me to want it. How do you do that? How do you get from a place that I want to give you a product that will create a receiving within you? And for that, my dear friend, that's where the real work began. The real work began because giving and receiving is two different things. So if you want your customer to want something, you have to know how you present the giving. The universe basically has everything to give you. Everything. 100% everything you want to get, the universe has to offer to you. But you, first you ask. First you want. You dream of something, and on the way to get the thing that you want, you might find another dream. But with customer, try to think about you as a customer. You're walking into a restaurant. You have a pretty good idea what you want. Normally, if you go to Italian, you have pasta or lasagna. You go to steakhouse, usually a steak or maybe a fish. You know, you go to sushi, normally it's sushi. So there is the title of the restaurant give you like few ideas to choose from. So you come with a concept of receiving. Think of yourself, when did you get disappointment from a restaurant? When what you want to get didn't happen. That's when the customer get upset. I want to get A and I cannot get it. Or you're getting to a restaurant and the door was closed. We are closed, sorry. See you next week. Get upset. Then you go next door restaurant and you eat there. What is exactly happening when they're receiving there? You don't have to worry about the receiving of your customer. Your customer wants to receive something. You just have either to remind them, remember A, reminder that they want to receive. B, find out what is that they want to receive. C, find out the time they want to receive that. Remember that. Very, very important. They already want something. You got to find out what is it and when they want it. So if you see somebody after they ate at 1:30, they've been in a sushi restaurant, they ate so much food, and 1:45 you go to a meeting with them and they say, hey, let me take you to lunch in an Italian restaurant. You don't have a good call. Because they're already satiated, they're already satisfied from the sushi, you cannot sell them now, the Italian restaurant. The value of your product go down because you are not sensitive to their desire. So that's why people came up with the idea to have lunch around 12. So somebody's hungry, you know, you work hard from 8:30, 12, you grab a coffee, you know, getting to the restaurant, 12:15, they're sitting, they're talking about business, and the people are hungry. The hunger revealed also a desire. That was the trick, the original trick. Let's go to lunch. The idea is to recognize the desire of the people you're talking to. It's so important because you become the giver. Now, when you become the giver, they have to sacrifice something. What they need to sacrifice is money or time or themselves. That's how it works. That's how what the business on standing on one leg, that's what it's all about. Basically, you have something for me that I don't have. I'm ready to sacrifice or to pay money for what I don't have because I find the value in it and everybody's happy. You sell me an orange. I need the orange. All right? You sell me the orange. I need the orange. And we're both happy. You're getting your $1. I'm getting the orange. And I have a customer who actually going to buy it for me $5. I make $4 on the orange. You make $1 on the orange. And I'm happy that I'm able to buy it from you and sell it to another person. Now, of course, you don't know that other person, because if you know the other person, you can sell it to them in $5, but you don't know how to do it. Okay, without going to all the details of all seller and the retail store and how it works, I don't want to go to those details. I want just to wake you up about the giving and the receiving idea. You're looking at people. You have to know what they want. If you don't know what to ask and how to get them to tell you what they want, you're basically not going to do any business. You're losing money. And merchandise has to change all the time. Location, items, colors, the way it looks, always. We love new things. We're human. We love something new. Always something new. Otherwise, we wear the same clothes for 30 years. We change it. Changing shirt, changing hat, changing everything, changing look. We like something new. So you got to be always tuned. What do you want? What do you want? What do you want? What do you want? Think about the toys that kids want to buy. If the toy store will be looking the same for 40 years, your kid will not need more than one toy. But the toy business is a very smart business because they sell you toy. You will never find the same toy every year. They take in the old toys, put it aside in front of the store, it's a new toys. The kids know what they have at home. And the kids know also what they don't have at home. So try to go, if you have children or you have somebody who have kids, go with them to a toy store. That's the best way to look at it. And you will see the reaction of the kids to the reaction of the toy. The salesperson in the toy store want to sell you a toy. The customer want to buy the toy. Now we got to create a communication between the giver and the receiver. Once you find that communication, you got a deal. Of course, after that come customer service and everything that come with it. But I want us to pass first that aspect, okay? So what I want you to take from that part of the session today is know your receiver. You must know your receiver. You got to know how they think, what they want. You got to study them. You got to know everything about them. From A to Z, you cannot miss anything. So if you see, for example, I have a candle here that smells pretty good. You see somebody smell a candle, you have to use two things. Memory, okay, memory, and information. The information is they like to smell candle. The memory, they like to smell candle. Next time you talk to them, you tell them, do you want to buy some candle I just brought from Berlin? And they look at you and say, wow, I really love candle. Is it smell good? Now you are one step ahead because you know they like to smell candle. So again, it's not manipulation. It's being tuned to their receiving aspect. Always being tuned. What they want. What the kids want. What the husband want. The wife want. What people want. What exactly they want. I'm going to give it to them. That make you successful. That make you the giver. So being successful, you have to be in a giver position. Being successful is always being in a giver position. Meaning, it's not enough to buy a product. You need to know who you're going to give it to. Now, when you give it to, then they pay for it. So when you go buy a house, you need to know who do I'm going to sell it to. Do I have a customer who wants it? So it's always tuned into different receiving aspects. If you create an hamburger that will be like the greatest hamburger of all time, you have to be tuned into the receiver. We know in the last 10 years, vegan food become one of the hottest things in the market. Vegan, gluten-free, corn-free, soy-free, milk-free, unbelievable. The word free attached to everything, sugar-free. The idea that there is enough customer today that want that product. So there is two things happening, and that's taking us to the next level. One is to know the customer that want it, and also to get the customer that they don't know yet that they want it. And that's where the real work begins. I mean, before you saw a car, before you fly on an airplane, you didn't desire something you didn't see. You had to see it before, and then you want it. I remember the first bicycle that my father bought me. I didn't know that I desired a bicycle. And I remember after he bought it to me, and then I have to ride it. The problem was, I didn't know how to ride it, and it was pretty scary. Because we went to school, and my father tried to teach me how to ride it. And I fell for a few times, and then eventually I made it. And the fun of making it, and the fun of getting out to ride on a bike, and the fun of being able to ride it was an amazing feeling. But why did I even want a bicycle? Because I saw all the neighbors and everybody else, they're riding a bike. So when they riding a bike, I wanted to. But before that I saw them, I didn't have a desire for it. So my desire was not yet for bicycle there. And that's, my dear friend, is awakening the desire within the receiver. So there is now two aspects of being able to have a successful businessman. First, looking into the desire of they already have. And second, awakening the desire that they don't even know that they have internally inside of them. And that's hard. The way you can study it is go to a good restaurant that will tell you about the special they have on their menu. Look at the waiters. Good waiters, when they come with the menu, and they read from the menu, well, we have a special fettuccine and special and special and special. When they read it, they look at the people. That's why they have to memorize it. It's not enough just to read from the paper. They need to look around. Who's reacting? The one who's reacting, you know, let's say if I say I have a Sicilian warm olive with anchovy on a piece of bread. Some of you again woke up, you didn't even know you want it. Now, when I look at you, your reaction will be like, yeah, I like it. Now, I woke up a receiving desire for something I want to give and you want to receive. I have $12 deal with one person. Time 100 people, or I can wake them up in a restaurant to want it. We make $1,200 at night just from the bread with anchovy and olive. I'm just giving you an example, of course. So the idea is two things. One thing is to recognize the desire that the person has is to asking questions, to talking, to having conversation, to showing the reaction, smelling the candle, all those examples I use. And second thing is awakening the desire within them by offering what? Now that's a very important part, by offering picture. Because people wake up to emotions and picture. Remember, if you want to wake up a kid with something that they want, for example, if you tell a kid to eat a healthy broccoli, normally they wouldn't like it. But if you will tell them that we are there to eat these green vegetables, that green vegetables give you power and then build your muscles and iron and you become so strong, you will be the fastest kid in school, the kid's already seeing himself running faster than everybody else. So it's related to the picture. and to the emotion that he's going to feel, which is being recognized by all the kids how special he is. So now you woke up that desire within the kids, and now the kids want the broccoli. So awakening the desire within the customer is awakening the receiving force. Remember that. Whoever knows how to do the second part of the sell, consider super wealthy, super rich. Whoever knows how to recognize the desire within the person becomes successful, but they will not become super rich. To become super rich, you have to go for B as well, not just A. Now remember, you cannot go to B before you go to A, which means you cannot skip that step. You first have to recognize what desire the customer has. And then you can go to the next thing, which is awakening the desire within the person. So I hope that part clear before I move to another subject. Yeah. So remember, to know, to have an effective communication with people, you have to recognize who is the receiver and who is the giver. If you don't recognize that, problem will happen. Now think about it. Many times, I remember when I was a teenager, it was a person who asked us if we want to go door to door to sell a picture. So we did that, door to doors. And many times people want to talk to you about their picture. Now at that point, you don't want to be the receiver, you want to be just the giver. You want to give the picture, get your $100, goodbye. They want to talk to you about the picture, about the daughter, about their son. You can listen to them, but you cannot fall into the receiver. Because if you become the receiver, the business is shutting down. The salesperson, the one who tried to build this business, has to be in a position of a giver. So within their words, you have to find a link, like in a computer, a link that will take you to a place how you turn it into a sell. Very important. For example, they will tell you, "Hi, listen, wow, my daughter, she's drawing with the most beautiful pictures of the desert while you're holding the picture, trying to sell them the desert." And you said, "Wow," you can do either "wow" and then go back to the picture, which would be rude. Or you can sit there and listen for 45 minutes. 45 minutes, you can listen. And I promise you, there is no sell in the end. And if it will be a sell, it's because they have mercy on you. But if you want to turn it into a sell, you will ask questions like, "Wow, what kind of painting is it? Acrylic, water, oil? Wow, how big is the picture? How this and that? Wow, how much is it cost to draw? Wow, wow, wow." You get the information, turn it right away. Not more than 5 minutes. And then take the picture and say, "Well, whatever cost your daughter to make that picture, which is maybe $2,000, I'm selling it for $75. Do you want it? I really got to get going. Are you interested in buying?" Most people who are in the giving position, which means in the selling, I don't like to say the word selling. I like to say the word giving. If you're in a giving position, always remember you got to stay in a giving position if you want to turn it into business. The receiving is only one thing. Receiving a check, credit card, or cash. That's what makes you into a businessman. Now, if you're not thinking as a receiver, the joy that is going to give you, you're going to become a billionaire, but you're going to be miserable. So balance it all the time. Balance it all the time. You're not supposed to be spiritual while you're making the business deal. Many people try to do meditation and all kind of things. Do it later. After the money is in the bank, sit and meditate and thank God for everything you have. That's a wonderful thing. But while you're working, you got to work. You know, you got to work. Then you can go home and study and pray or whatever you would like to do. So I hope that point is clear. I feel like it's clear. Now, because you are the giver, you have to remember that you have something very important to communicate to the other person because you are the giver. Be clear. I'll give you a few rules now. Be clear on what you want to share. Be clear what you want to share. If you're not clear what is it you want to share, the receiver wouldn't know what is that he meant to receive. So if you say, on our special today we have bread, I think I saw some olive, and I think I saw anchovy, you lost the customer. Be clear. It's a crispy on the outside, soft in the inside, soaked with olive oil, olive on the top with anchovy. Ah, delicious. Unbelievable. Eh? You're hungry, me too. Oh, now you want to eat it. Why? Because you felt it. I'm clear about what I want to share. You clear with people what you want to give. When I'm making this video, I'm clear I want to teach you how to become the next billionaire. I'm clear on that. It's not maybe for me. You listen to it step by step, your life will be improved. All right. Second thing, being sensitive to the receiver. That's rule number two. I call it, who are you speaking to? Please take the time to look and in the same listen and see what type of receiver you're dealing with. It's a very important part. You're talking to people, some people will waste your time, some people will bother you, some people will kick you out, and few will want to receive what you have to give. So you gotta be smart enough, sensitive enough, using information and memory. Remember, information and memory. The information, you gather information every day and you study every day. And then the memory is to remember what worked and what didn't work. So when you go to the next person, you know exactly how to deal with it. Now you need failure. You need things not to work. It's part of the growth. Part of the growth is for things not to work. It's part of becoming amazing and what you do. So when things doesn't work, the information you just got, that doesn't work. The memory has to stay, that doesn't work. Next person, you're not going to do it again because you know it doesn't work. So sometimes because we are in a fast universe, everything needs to be go fast. But people don't have experience of what doesn't work. When you don't have enough experience with the thing that don't work, you are left to do the mistake sometimes in a time, which is very important time. So it's better to do the mistake in the beginning than do the mistake basically in the middle of, you know, if you do it in the middle, you lose $1 million. If you do it in the beginning, you lose $10. So figure this one out. Do the mistake in the beginning is a great thing, okay? I always tell my kids, do the mistake. You're going to learn a lot from that. All right. So you always have to be aware of what type of a receiver you're addressing, what type of receiver you're talking to. Wonderful. Then come the part which is has to do with more sensitivity. And the part is whatever you want to share, are they capable from a capacity point of view to handle it? For example, my family live in Israel. If I tell my mom, listen, I want to give you a gift of vacation, traveling from Thailand to Japan, from Japan to Los Angeles, Los Angeles to Hawaii, then back to Jerusalem, she would not want it. So here I'm giving her something which is a gift, which is nice, but I'm not sensitive to her level of desire. That's not her capacity. My mom will tell me, I want to meet a good doctor that will tell me every day that I'm healthy. That's her desire. That's it. So you have to be sensitive. You might be selling something which is very good. You might be offering something which is unbelievable. But the question is, the person in front of you has the capability to receive that amazing thing that you want to share. And if they don't, then you're talking, wasting your time. They will feel pressure by you. They will feel like, oh, please leave me alone. I can't take it anymore. And they will want space from you. So you gotta be very sensitive to the vessel of the receiving. Lately, if you walk into different malls in the United States of America, many people offering you samples. And as you touch a sample with your finger, you're finding yourself holding your arm, put you on a chair, and start negotiating a business with you that might cost you $800. Once you get the $800, you feel like they're choking you, and you might say yes just to get out of there. So they will stop. Once you get out of there, you cancel the order of what you order from them. What happened? That's a tough sell. They want to give you more than you want to receive. There is two problems with that type of sell. There is no continuity. The customer is not coming back. Second, there is cancellation. And it's not only two things, actually. There is a third thing. The one who makes the money, which is you, let's say, can never be happy. You can't be happy. The reason you're not going to be happy is simple, because you can't be happy with money that you make by raping people's mind and taking what they have. You might have a lot of money, but you're not going to be happy. So that money will bring problem later. Because remember, in the beginning of what I say today, it has to be two aspects. One aspect is making the money. One aspect is connected to your happiness. So that's the spiritual aspect of your money. So again, be sensitive to the receiver and find out what they're capable of receiving. If they don't want it and they don't have capability of that, it doesn't work. It's almost like a trainer in the gym. You will see people who are overweight and he'll grab them and say, okay, now lift weight. It's not going to work. What you want to give has to be received by the people who have the capacity to receive it. So let's include money, by the way. You can tell somebody, hey, I have a way for you how to make $170 million. The guy is trying to make $30,000 a year. You're talking to them about $170 million. He doesn't know what you're talking about. You're wasting your time. You're wasting his time. You're bothering him. You put a pressure on him. He doesn't look at it like you're doing a favor. He look at you like you come to bother him and make fun of him. So be sensitive. Be sensitive. How do you become sensitive? Ask questions. What's your goal? What's your wishes? So let's say somebody say, my wish is to make $90,000 a year. You say, what if I teach you how to make $170,000 a year? Would you be open to listen? Say, I will be open. Start. 20 minutes. Stop. Check how they're doing. Are they lost you? They fall asleep. I saw one time a salesman who tried to sell to somebody who fall asleep. It was the funniest thing ever. They sleep. They keep knocking on the door. Be sensitive. Let's continue. Be sensitive when you give information about you, about product. Be sensitive that you didn't give too much, as I said before. And be aware of what type of curtain they have. When they stop listening to you. When they refuse talking to you. When they no longer want to do something with you. All those things are curtain or filter, if you want, whatever you want to call it, but they push you out. And see if helping them remove the curtain, help them, help you, communication is back on, and then business is back on. Remember, war, for example, when you see war in the world, very sad, people killing each other. What does the killer want? The killer wants to give a certain product to the victim, and the victim doesn't want it. I mean, so what the killer is doing? Killing the customer so he can give the product force. He raped them to receive it while they're dead. It's a ridiculous situation. It's sad. But the same thing happened in business. Same thing. People push the people, forcing them to receive something they don't want. If you don't know how to make the person want your product, then you cannot sell it to them. Because sell means that I have something to give you. You think the value of what I want to give you is the right value. You pay me, I give you, and we're all going home happy. That's the beginning of business. That's why it's very spiritual. Because it's beautiful. It's put two people together and make them communicate with each other. All right. Now, once they talk back to you, like I said before, with the lady with the picture, try to understand from where they're coming from. get into their own skin and understand them. Always make note of what they need. Always understand what they want, what they need, and understand how you can care about them. Don't just try to make the sale. Can you really have the product which is good for them? Meaning they looking for a skirt and you sell them shoes. No, for the skirt, be real. You want a customer to come back to you. You don't want to kill the customer. So they looking for a skirt. Say, listen, I'm not selling any skirt. But once you find the skirt you like, I have many type of shoes that might match your skirt. Would you be open? And they say, no, I'm going to go buy the skirt. The beautiful thing, after they buy the skirt, they might come back to you and buy the shoes. You always offer a thing. You don't stop giving just because you don't have it. But you don't offer something else because you want to make the sale, because that's come from receiving. If you focus on the money that you want to receive from them, you become a receiver. You always have to focus on what you want to give them. And then once they want it, then they have to pay for it. Always stay as a giver. Remember, that's a success. Now, another thing about the one who talked to you, many times they will either criticize you or complain or judge you. Those are the most important people. They want to criticize, judge, tell you what's wrong with your store, what's wrong with you. This is all good because that makes you better. Take note of that. All right? If somebody going to a place, to a gym, to a restaurant, to a club, try to think of yourself going to a restaurant and you say the steak is too salty. And they bring you another steak, salty, chicken, salty, fish, salty. Then you realize that there's something wrong with the chef. He can't taste the food. He's suffering from something. You can fix it. And then you have more customer. So the people who complain is actually the people who make your restaurant doing better. Always look at the complainer as the one who makes yourself better. I think it was Bill Gates who said it, that he studied from his complainer and that's how he built his empire. Okay? So most successful people, instead of getting angry with the people who complain, they look at the people who complain as the gift to make their business doing better and better. Please, please remember those rules as you grow your business. Now, how do you share, going back to the sharing, with the people you work with or with the people that work under you or with you? Always be aware that all of you try to give. And always remind everybody, they want to give. I remember after I finished the Israeli army, I was working in a company that was selling art supply. And it was the way they sell and the way they were so special, they have product that nobody else has. And that's what they always did well. They always did well. They always sell because nobody else has it. But they didn't really care about the customer. It was bothering me. They didn't really care for the customer. They wouldn't know about the customer. They would know numbers, they would know money, and that's it. And the idea is, what I learned by being there, and I didn't like my job when I was working there. I had a good relationship with the owner, so he always put me in a good position that I hardly needed to work to make money. But the truth of the matter is, it was only what the customer want, how we can get to him, but it was no spirituality involved or consciousness involved. It was only, let's make the sale, which most companies in the world doing. So there is an aspect that I study there, how to be sensitive to the receiver. How to be sensitive to the receiver. And as I'm working there, you know, when you work into a place, in a place you get affected by the place. That's actually what happened. So I remember when I worked there, I went to my boss. I said, it's very hard to compete with the two other competition that we have. So what do you want me to do? I said, why don't you order something which is much cheaper than our product? And it will be a side product that will be cheap so we can get into the market, and then we can go with the other one as well. The problem was that the bad product was really bad. So the person give you the check, But 2 months later, he realized how bad was the product. You know, 60 days or 90 days. And the idea is that you want to give good things for people. You don't want to give something not good. And if you feel you're giving something less good, you have to remind them. By the way, the reason that cost $20, the other one cost $100, because really, the product I'm selling you might be good for 3 months. The other product is good for 3 years. That's why you're paying for that. So it's very important to explain. Now, with the other people who work with you, the owner, your partner, the worker under you, the worker with you, you have to feel their pain. You have to feel what's happening in their life. Because to become an entrepreneur, to become a super successful person, you have to be sensitive to your surrounding. If you're not sensitive to your surrounding, you might call yourself an entrepreneur, you might call yourself super successful, but you're actually not. Because a real successful person is a person being success to feel other people around them feeling the pain. And by feeling the pain, going and fulfilling it with joy, that's what makes you, again, rich man. Because to give a product is one thing. But if you see somebody sad, is one of the salespeople are sad, and you're asking them what's going on, and he's telling you that his wife thinking of leaving him, and you take half an hour and sit with him and have a coffee, okay, you just gave him something. That person is on your side. I'm not talking about just from political point of view or manipulation point of view, because people look at politics and manipulation as a bad word. But you create yourself a customer right there. When this salesman one day will have a sale in your area, he will call you. Say, hey, Joe, I want to give you a guy which I think can work good together with you. You got to build relationship with the worker with you, because they will be always on your side if you are on their side. So remember, giving always work. If you come from a place of giving, if you come from a place of sharing, you're always going to be successful. This universe that we're living in, this entire universe, is always about to give us whatever we want. We need to learn to want it. But to act like the universe, to be like the universe, you gotta give. Give, 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 give. Yes. But then you say, hey, that's cost you 1 million. That's cost you 5 million. That is for free. That is for free. That's $5. You're gonna be in a position of a giver. If you do that, you are right now beginning your journey to super successful life. And in the same time, being happy. Thank you. We'll be right back.